Let's head north and west to Oregon, where COVID is surging to the tune of 2,000 new cases per day. That's far worse than last summer. An average of 16 people are dying per day there related to COVID-19, and that's an increase of more than 170% over 2 weeks ago. Dr. Karthik Mahadevan joins us from Springfield, Oregon. He's ICU Medical Director at Peace Health Sacred Heart Medical Center. Doctor, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me on. We work in a 48-bed mixed surgical and medical ICU. When we enter our ICU, most of our ICU entry areas are barricaded and have PPE stations. More than three-fourths of our main ICU of the 48 beds is dedicated to the care of COVID patients. So what this has done is it's led to the displacement of our regular ICU patients to areas outside our standard ICU. Mm-hmm. Our anesthesia recovery areas have been converted to a makeshift ICU. At one point, about midweek last week, we had about 72 ICU patients, the majority of them being COVID patients.
Mm, yeah, and tell me about those patients. What do you know about their age, how sick they are, whether they're vaccinated or no?
Our patients are a lot younger in this surge than in the previous surge. Of course, the surge in Oregon is much bigger than our prior surge. Most of our patients are unvaccinated. On average, I'd say about 90% of them are unvaccinated. As of this morning, I think we have 2 out of our 36 ICU patients are vaccinated. They're quite ill and much younger than the last surge.
And what do your patients tell you about their concerns, their challenges? Are they aware of how sick they are?
A small proportion of them say wish they had been vaccinated. Some have expressed a desire to get vaccinated when they recover and have their families vaccinated. But to some degree, I think many of them thought they were young and didn't need to be vaccinated. And many are skeptical about the vaccine.
Hmm. And what do you tell them? Do you tell them, you know, I think you're in denial here?
Those are challenging conversations to have. Some people are understand how sick they are, but there are some that we can't get through to. Some of them are in denial that they're that they even have the disease.
Oh, wow. Mm, okay. And let me ask you about your staff. I understand your ICU ward has lost several COVID patients just in the last few days. This has to impact your staff's morale, and they're already overloaded, I imagine, with work.
Yes. Our caregivers have really stepped up to meet this need. Our ICU nurses are caring for 2 to 3 times as many patients as they normally would. Morale so far is holding up. People are doing the best they can, but I feel like if this were to continue, and you know, as you know, later weeks of the surges is when more mm-hmm. deaths start happening, I think that's going to affect our morale very negatively.
Yeah, yeah. And you mentioned this surge is worse than it has been in the past. Tell me a little bit more about that. How does this summer compare in your mind to, say, last summer?
I think we were a lot more protected last summer. There was more social distancing. There was more masking last summer. And as we relaxed these requirements, we've had a huge surge. This is something that we have not seen in Oregon before. It almost feels like what other major areas such as New York and mm-hmm. Chicago and mm-hmm. Detroit and Seattle have experienced before.
And we're just starting the school year. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Finally, I mean, you've talked about how this is affecting your staff. How is this hitting you personally? I mean, are you hopeful right now?
The trend in other areas of the world that have had surges from Delta variant suggests that once we hit the peak, the number of cases start declining. I'm hoping that the same would happen here. I'm just concerned about the impact this has on other patients. Because of the surge, we've had to cancel elective surgeries. That means we've been delaying a lot of essential care for other patients.
Mm-hmm.
Our next wave will be people that have had their care delayed for heart attacks and cancer care and other conditions.
I understand. Well, that is Dr. Karthik Mahadevan. He's the ICU Medical Director at Peace Health Sacred Heart Medical Center in Springfield, Oregon. Doctor, thanks for taking the time. Thanks for your work.
Thank you.